Sandra on YouTube Live, Tim writes the following. Where is confession to a priest in the Bible? Some Protestants say we're all priests and that they go straight to God for forgiveness.
All right. Great question, Sandra. And it's true. You know, First Peter, you know, St. Peter talks about how we are all in First Peter chapter 2, verses 5 through 9. We are a kingdom of priests, right? We do have a universal priesthood in as much as we are baptized into Jesus Christ and are members of his body. There is what is called a universal priesthood. However, within that universal priesthood, we have what we call ministerial priests. And this is not unlike the Old Testament, where you had in Exodus chapter 19, God refers to Israel as a kingdom of priests. But in that kingdom, or within that kingdom, God chose certain men to be ministerial priests, the Aaronic priesthood, for example. Well, similarly in the New Testament, yes, Sandra, you can agree with your Protestant friends. Hey, yes, we are all priests. We're able to offer sacrifices to God, our prayers, our thanksgivings in and through Jesus Christ. But Jesus also chose certain men to be ministerial priests, to communicate, for example, the forgiveness of sins to his people, similarly to how he did in the Old Testament. Even though they were a universal priesthood, God established a priesthood so that in Leviticus 19, verses 20 through 22, for example, men could go to that priest and have their sins forgiven through the instrument that God gave to them, their priesthood, to communicate that forgiveness. Well, Jesus, Sandra, you want to go to John chapter 20, verses 21 through 23, and you discover that, yes, while Jesus established a universal priesthood, he also chose certain men, namely the apostles, and he communicated to them unique powers. We'll just focus on one here, the power to forgive sins. And Sandra, the good news is he could have hardly made it plainer. In John 20, 21 through 23, after the resurrection, he breathes on them, that is the apostles, peace be with you. He breathes on them, says, receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you forgive are forgiven. Whosoever sins you retain are retained. There Jesus Christ, similar to what he did as God in the Old Testament, communicated his power to forgive sins through the instrumentality of a priesthood. He communicates that power to the apostles. And notice, he says, whosoever sins you forgive are forgiven. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. And we see in the New Testament, they carry on that ministry. In Acts 19, 18, they forgive the sins of the Ephesians who come to them asking or confessing their deeds, as Scripture says. We see in 2 Corinthians 2:10, St. Paul says, whoever sins I forgave when I was among you, Corinthians, I forgave them in the person of Christ. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, St. Paul talks about how God communicated the ministry of reconciliation to his apostles and, of course, their successors that they ordained. And there's other verses as well. Those are just a few of them, Sandra. Check out Catholic.com. We have tons of articles and information for you there. If you go to Catholic.com and do a search, you can go to our tracts. We have tons of weapons for your warfare there, but hopefully that'll give you a start.